many people have a good custom that before they perform a mitzvah, they recite a L'shem Yehud before the mitzvah. L'shem Yehud basically is revealing one's intention that he's about to fulfill a mitzvah, the purpose of the mitzvah, and he's doing it L'shem Shamayim, and that Shekhinah should rest on his hands or at the event where he's doing the mitzvah. It's a nice thing to say L'shem Yehud. It adds maybe to a person's kavanah, and it puts a dibud, it attaches a speech to many mitzvot that do not have a speech to it. So therefore, it's a nice item by reciting L'shem Yehud. The question is, however, how to recite the L'shem Yehud. Because in the L'shem Yehud we say, L'yachada Shem Yud, and then we say the letter He, then we say the letter Vav, then we say the letter He, which we're actually spelling out God's name. Now, is there a problem to spell out the name of God? Are you allowed to say Yud, then the letter He, then the letter Vav, then the letter He? Are you allowed to say it back to back? According to the opinion of the Tosafot in Masechet Sukkah, it's mashma there that just like it's forbidden to read Shem Havaya the way it's spelled, which we don't read it like that, we read it Be'adanut, we don't read it Yud Keva, we don't read it straight the way it's spelled, but it's also, as Sur Tosafot says, to recite the letters in order. That's also considered Hoge Hashem Be'oti Yotav, which has a great penalty if one does such a thing. That Amar Mipano writes that reciting the letters back to back is even worse than reading the name. And therefore one has to be careful when that is, I would say to the Shem Yehud, he would make a break between the letters. He would say, Otiyo the Hadash Shem Ot Yud E He E Vav E He. He would throw the word E in there to make a separation. Or as the Beit Chai writes, you could say Otiyo Yud Ke. Instead of saying the letter He, you say Yud Ke Bevav Ke. But to say the actual letters themselves, or to say Ot Yud, Ot He, Ot Vav, Ot He, where you're separating with the word Ot, that's also okay. But to say back to back the letters, this would be Asud, and that's really Halakha L'Maaseh. It should be pointed out also that the whole purpose of saying L'Shem Yehud is to add more Kavanah. But sometimes L'Shem Yehud becomes also routine. So therefore all we did is we just added another item that we're not having kavanah on. There's enough items in the slah that we don't think of what we're saying when we're saying it. So in L'shem Yehud we have to be careful that we shouldn't add an extra thing that wasn't really necessary to say it, and now you're not having kavanah on that. So for those that do say it, should try to have extra kavanah lefachot on L'shem Yehud, to at least have some kavanah in the mitzvah.